Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
This looks like a hunch bet. Three jokers.
What's such a hunch about a horse named Three Jokers?
That's what I got here instead of waitresses.
Ha-ha. Why don't you bet on this one, Mail? First place miss.
Is that a hunch bet?
Sure. When somebody goes out to eat, Mail's diner should be the first place they miss. Jerry Reed.
Where's he running?
Jerry Reed's in town at the Coliseum.
Who's Jerry Reed?
Oh, how can you be so dingy? Jerry Reed is only one of the biggest country western singers around. Harold just loves Jerry Reed.
Your hamster Harold loves Jerry Reed?
Yeah. You should just watch Harold running around on his exercise wheel in time to I'm Just a Redneck in a Rock and Roll Bar. I might get Bubba Norris to take me to that Jerry Reed concert. Oh, good luck, Flo. The paper said there were only 300 tickets left, and I bet they sold out last night. Well, I imagine somebody with a little Texas clout could swing it.
Texas clout? I thought they stamped that out with penicillin.
What I'm trying to say, you Yankee bird brain, is that I know Jerry Reed personally. You know Jerry Reed? Like Little Orphan Annie knows Cindy. You and Jerry went arf-arf together? Fear, if you didn't need a place to put your ears, I couldn't think of one reason for you to have a head. Where would I put my cap?
Oh, stop popping off. You don't know any celebrities.
It just so happens that his family lived next door to us for 4 years down in Cowtown, Texas. Shoot, I used to babysit Jerry Reed. I didn't know you were that old. I'm not. He was 4 and I was 10. I read in a movie magazine that Jerry Reed's been married for 18 years and that he was 18 when he got married, so that would make him 36. And if you were 6 years older, you'd be... Well, don't you think we ought to open up this place?
Yeah. Good.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hi, honey. Oh, please, coffee. I was up till 3 this morning.
Oh, my goodness. When are you going to sleep?
At work, like she always does.
Who's the 3 o'clock feller?
Tommy, my son. We stood in line all night long waiting for tickets to the Jerry Reed concert. Soon as we got up to the box office, she puts out the sold-out sign, slams the window shut. It was wonderful. I burst into tears.
I'd have cried, too.
Sure you would if she slammed the window on your fingers. Look right here.
Well, don't worry about it, Alice. Flo can get all the tickets she wants. She is Jerry Reed's best friend.
You're kidding.
Oh, well, now, hold it there, Vera. I didn't say I was his best friend.
What, you know Jerry Reed?
Well, yeah, I used to babysit him when he was little. He was 4 and she was 10.
Isn't that interesting? Now, I read that Jerry Reed has been married for 18 years, got married when he was 18, would make him 36.
Oh,
you must be...
Alice, kiss my grill. I guess that's why you never mentioned it before. You didn't want to give away your age. That didn't have anything to do with it. I just didn't want you to think I was bragging.
Flowey, do you think that you could get tickets for the Jerry Reed concert for Tommy and me?
Oh, and me too.
Oh, listen, I'd be happy to pay for them. And I'm not asking for myself. It's just it would mean so much to Tommy, I can't tell you.
She never knew Jerry Reed. She's snowing us.
I knew him.
Then call him, please, and see if you can get tickets for us, huh?
Well, I don't like to bother an old friend.
You're not going to bother him. You haven't called him in 50 years.
Hey, now, cut that out.
Come on, Flowey, huh?
Well, I kind of call him, Alice. I don't know where he's staying.
He's staying at the Camelback Inn.
Thanks, Vera. Oh.
What do you say, huh?
Well, now, I'm not sure that he'll remember me right off the bat. I mean, heaven knows how much a four-year-old can remember.
Oh, listen, don't be so sure. Listen, a lot of people remember what happened to them when they were two.
I remember what happened to me last night.
Hello? I'd like to speak to Jerry Reed, please. Oh, well, thank you kindly. They're ringing his room.
All right.
Howdy.
Hi, Jerry. Welcome to Fun in the Sun. This is Florence Jean Castleberry.
I'm not Jerry Reed.
Oh, well, would you put him on the phone, please?
I'm Cappy Clayton, his manager. What's it about?
Well, I'd like to have 5 tickets for his concert tomorrow night.
So with 3,000 other folks.
Well, now, I'm not like 3,000 other folks. I used to live next door to him down in Cowtown, Texas. My name is Florence Jean Castleberry. I used to babysit Jerry when he was 4 and I was 10.
Let's see, Jerry's been married for 18 years. He was 18 when he got married. That makes him 36.
Just call him to the phone, will you?
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, Captain. What is it?
We got some kind of a squirrel on the phone here named Castleberry. She claims she babysat you when you were 4 years old. Now, do you remember her?
No. One thing I remember when I was 4 years old, I was wishing I was 5 so I could go out with a girl.
I'm sorry, lady. He does not remember you.
Oh, I knew he wouldn't forget me.
I don't think you heard me right.
You're going to try to dig up the tickets? Why, you're just sweeter than a hive full of honey. Now, you just remember, when you want to reach me, I'm at Mel's Diner.
Lady, if I wasn't a Southern gentleman, I'd tell you to bug off.
I think you're cute as a bug, too. Bye now.
What did I say?
What happened? What? Well, don't get your hopes up, Alice, because he's gonna try, but, and, you know, Jerry Reed remembered me, of course, but, shoot, there ain't a ticket to be had. I mean, if I'd called yesterday, though, we'd be sitting right there front row center.
Thanks anyway, honey. Oh, gee, what a shame, huh? Would have been such a nice surprise for Tommy.
Kiss my grit.
Boy, what some folks won't do to get to see your concert.
Better sit down.
Yeah.
That's a good one, isn't it?
My favorite is the gal that mailed herself to you in the crate.
Too bad the wife got to the crate first.
You can't win them all. At least Florence Jean Castleberry saved us the problem of mailing her back to Cowtown, Texas.
Where? What'd you say?
Cowtown, Texas. That's what she said.
Huh. We did live in Cowtown, Texas.
Huh?
Yeah, when I was a kid. Matter of fact, come think of it, our next-door neighbors were the Castleberries.
Jerry, it must be a different Castleberry. Come on.
Oh, sure. The Cowtown phone book is just plumb eat up with Castleberry.
Jerry, are you seriously telling me that this squirrel babysat you?
Oh, could be. Probably the one Mom said dropped me on my head.
Well, that's what did it.
Cappy, I tell you, what I want you to do.
What?
I want you to get me 5 good seats.
Okay. She said she worked at Mill's Diner. I'll have to send him over by messenger.
No. Wrong. On the way to the gig tomorrow night, I'll stop by and I'll deliver him in person. Just want to see if Miss Florence Jean recognized me after all these years.
Now, Jerry, you're too big for that.
Listen, ain't you ever heard a story about the guy who got so big for his britches he couldn't get through the door?
Jerry, you don't understand. When you go out, you stand a chance of being mobbed by your fans.
Oh, well, listen. I owe Florence Jean Castleberry something. I mean, if she don't drop me on my head when I'm a kid, I might have grown up to be a manager.
Oh, now that's funny. That's very funny.
Well, I'd sure like to see Jerry Reed in person.
I know, sweetheart, but there's only 2 hours to the concert. It looks like it's not going to happen for us.
I tried, Tom.
Whoa, I thought you were Jerry Reed's best friend.
No, I was his best babysitter.
I guess he just outgrew you, huh?
Oh, gee.
I'm really sorry, sweetheart.
Don't worry about it. I'll get
get my mind off by thinking about something else. Like throwing myself into the Grand Canyon.
Tommy.
I feel sorry for the kid. I know what it's like being disappointed as a small boy. My father ran away the day after I was born.
Oh, my God, Henry. What, he wanted a girl?
He must have. That's what he ran away with.
Hey, Flo! Don't you fill those things up yet?
Mel, stop picking on me. I'm working as fast as I can.
What are you standing around for?
What? I'm cleaning.
Which one of those ladies is Florence T. Cassidy?
Florence G.
What?
Howdy?
Cappy, where have you been? I've been trying to find you for an hour.
I've been down at the airport. We got a flight out right after your concert. I've been checking our luggage through.
Great. Just what a fella in pink polyester wants to hear. Look, you know the girl Florence Jean Castleberry, the one that dropped me on my head when I'm a kid? Well, she just spilled a gallon of ketchup all over me.
You had to prove that you weren't too big for your britches.
I know it. Now, I ain't got a britches. They are in the cleaners, and I don't think they're going to get back in time.
Jeff, what are we going to do? It's too late to buy anything now.
Excuse me, Mr. Reed. Flo just called and she said she'd be back with your clothes in 5 minutes.
Cappy,
yeah,
relax.
Yeah, what?
Relax, the clothes are going to be back in 5 minutes.
Well, why didn't you tell me that in the first place? What do you want me to do, come there or meet you at the Coliseum?
I want you to just relax, and I'll meet you at the gig. Bye.
Mr. Reed, would you sign these for me?
Yes.
Oh, here you go. To Vera.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. The place is really filling up out there. They're even waiting to get in.
Really? Food that good here?
Oh, no. Word's out that you're trapped in our storeroom without your pants. Thank you. This one is for my mother.
Your mother?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know I had many fans in that age bracket.
Oh, she's not a fan. But you can trade your autograph for 2 Lawrence Welks and a Liberace.
Vera, you better get out there. Your orders are piling up and Mel is yelling, screaming, raving. Come on.
Thank you.
You better go.
Oh.
Vera, thanks. Let's go. Vera, come on. Yeah, come on. Oh. Mr. Reed, you brought us the tickets. That's very nice of you to have done that. Thank you.
Don't mention. You want my autograph?
No.
In love with me?
No.
You want me in show business?
Yes. How did you know that?
Well, it's always one of those three.
Listen, the thing is that I'm a singer.
Well, what's a nice singer like you doing in a dump like this?
Oh, just lucky, I guess. I play clubs around here, you know, now and then. I play Herman's Hitching Post. I play the Saddle Sore. It was wonderful. But I can't seem to get it going. I can't seem to get, like, a continuity. What do you do to get it going in this business?
Well, it depends what you sing. You know, if you sing country or if you sing pop, rock, dinosaur.
Yes. No, I have my own style. East Newark.
Well, why don't you give us a sample?
What do you mean, I sing for you here?
Yes, I'm married. That's on the sample I'm talking about.
I didn't prepare. There's no piano. I could do Zing with the Strings of My Heart.
You could do Zing with the Strings of My Heart, Ted.
I can't.
Well, honey, you heard the old saying, opportunity only knocks once.
Yes.
Well, I guarantee you that's the truth, because I ain't getting within 500 miles of Florence Jean Castleberry ever again, so sing.
Yes, I'm very nervous.
Well, honey.
Yeah, when you started to be, da-da-da, I heard a melody, ba-da-da, it haunted me from the start, ba-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, I'm feeling inside of me, ba-da-da, started a symphony.
no showbiz savvy, you know what
I mean?
Out! Out! Have you no respect for the art?
Out! Hey.
Jerry Reed's threads. Oh. Hey, Flo, can I touch a suit?
No, Tommy, don't you touch these. You got jelly all under your fingernails.
I do not.
Flo, can I take a suit back to him so I can shake his hand?
Nothing doing, Henry. I'm the one that spilled ketchup on him, so I get dibs.
But you shouldn't see a man standing around in shorts.
Are you kidding? I used to babysit Jerry Reed. I've seen him in his diaper.
Let me take it into him, please. I didn't get to finish my zing.
Your zing?
Yes, I was auditioning. I didn't finish my song.
No, no. Here she said, Jerry. Bubba did a real fine job on it.
Oh, that's great. I can make the show. I can make the show. He does work fast.
Shoot, if you think Bubba works fast on a suit, you'd ought to watch him at a drive-in movie.
You mind? I want to put on my pants.
No, I don't mind.
Would you just turn around?
Oh. You always were a shy little tack.
Not so much I'm shy, it's just that I don't like strangers around. I want to put on my pants.
Strangers? Now, listen, you're talking to the gal that gave you your first little ukulele, don't you remember it? It was made out of tin, and you had to crank it to make the music come out.
So that was you, huh?
Nobody else but.
You gave me the little tin uke, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, you'll be interested to know that I cut my hand on it. I had to have 3 stitches.
Sorry about that, Jer.
Flo, you better get out there and help Mel. He's not used to crowds. He's already burned 3 buns. 4 if you count him backing into the grill. Here's your ice cream, Mr. Reed.
Just put it down.
Oh, here. Would you like some chocolate syrup for that?
No, no, don't bother.
Oh, it's no bother. We've got a whole shelf of it.
Yes, yes, well, don't. Just hold, give me this. Let me hold the syrup.
Oh, okay.
You hold the ice cream.
Right.
I'll hold the syrup. We don't want any mistakes.
No.
Right?
Yeah. Zing!
And through here, Bubba broke his record. He cleaned Jerry Reed's suit in 20 minutes.
Hey, Tommy, you got a great future as a waiter. When you grow up, you can work for me.
That's depressing.
Alice, Alice.
What, honey?
What about the tickets?
Oh, nuts. In all this hassle, I forgot about them.
I haven't.
Do you think he brought them?
Yes. The last time I saw them, he was sitting on them.
Do you think that a man who's had his suit dumped on twice will be in any mood to give us the tickets?
I don't know.
Well, who's going to ask him?
Not any of us would dare to. We're lucky he doesn't sue us.
Guess it's up to me. He can't sue me. I'm a minor.
Good. You go into that.
Knock off the chatter. Come on, move it.
Here he comes.
Stop. Stop. I want his autograph.
Henry, he don't have time to sign autographs.
Please, just this one for my wife.
No, Jerry.
Okay, just one. Make it to Arnold. My wife's boyfriend is a big fan of yours.
Please, Mr. Reed, can I please speak to you for just a minute?
Alice, he don't have time to talk to anybody.
Chloe, it's about the tickets,
huh? Oh, I clean forgot.
Mr. Reed, this is my son, Tommy. He's very eager
Tommy.
To see your show.
Hi, how you doing?
You
too mad to give us the tickets?
Yes, I am. But, here. Have a good time.
Oh. Front row center, wow!
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Come on, Jared! Stay just back! Come on, come on!
Let's go!
Let's go!
He's all dressed. Get him made. I know he's gonna make.
Oh, yeah? Oh!
$390, $410 in 2 hours.
Well, that was a good idea you had, selling coffee for $3 a cup.
Boy, look at that crowd milling around out there. That's like a Texas stampede.
Now that the diner's empty, do you think we can go to the concert?
Oh, sure. But you girls have to come back here later and clean up.
Okay, let's change, everybody.
Well, do you think Bubba can fix this in 20 minutes?
in all, the Jerry Reed concert last night at the Coliseum was a smash. This reviewer has only one question. Why would a country western star appear wearing white ducks and a navy beanie?
We know, don't we?
Hope he sends my stuff back. That outfit is very valuable.
Oh, you got 20 crummy outfits like that.
Yeah, but that's the only one that was worn by my dear friend Jerry Reed.
Oh, look what's appearing next week. Oh, I'd sure love to see that show if we could get tickets.
Oh. Flo, do you have a babysit Johnny Rotten and the Sex Pistols?
Oh, did you write it?
Fun.